The War for Your Attention. Donald Trump. I spent almost an hour each day between 2016 and 2018 reading about him. Like many, I found his ability to control a news cycle mesmerizing. I should have known better. Several years ago, I worked as an Irish journalist. Back then, I learned the primary concern of 24-hour news is capturing our attention. I don't even have time to spend hundreds of hours a year reading about Donald Trump. I've three small kids, a career as a copywriter within the B2B industry, and a side business. I'm the guy who tells aspiring authors to write a little every day, and yet I found myself on the Washington Post website day after day reading about Trump. I've tried to focus and found myself wanting for more. I've prepared for important meetings, only to check my phone beneath the desk when they start. I've spent money and dozens of hours taking courses in social media marketing and still felt behind. I've bought book after book and complained about not having enough time to read. So why did my weekly screen time report say I've spent hours on news websites and social media? I found no peace at the bottom of an empty inbox because more work is inevitable. I've put in 60 and 70-hour work weeks and tried to switch off at the end of the day by clicking on yet another notification. Instead of switching off, I've gone in search of just one more dopamine hit from a feed or a device. I, like many entrepreneurs I know, complained of feeling behind, overwhelmed, and overworked. Work is tough. The tools we use every day are becoming increasingly powerful, but many of them are broken. Instead of enabling us to achieve more, they're chaining us to our desks, office, or devices. We are fighting in a war for our peace of mind, and many of us are losing. It doesn't help that entrepreneurs celebrate grinding out one 12-hour day after the next. Rise and grind, hustle, push forward, and burnout. What's more, old methods of working are failing. Endless meetings, phone calls, and a proliferation of inboxes challenge even the most effective of us. Today, the modern worker is competing in a race where everyone must keep up or quit. Instead, you need a new way of approaching work that protects from the daily assault on your attention. Success in the marketplace belongs to the entrepreneur or executive who masters the art of focus. Success belongs to you.